This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Winning in November won't be easy for Clinton. People enjoy calling Donald Trump a liar, but when he says that he's expanding the base of the Republican Party, he's telling the truth. And that's more frightening than a lot of the rest of the mishmash coming from his mouth. Worse, he's expanding the Republicans by stripping out the lower-income working-class voters that are part of the natural, historic, ideological base of the Democratic Party. These are voters at the bad business end of the short stick in the widening equality gap, and somehow the Democrats are being seen as the party of Wall Street, while a billionaire is seen as someone who can bring the heat and make the change. What was up is now down. What was down is now up. Meanwhile, the Democratic base voting for Hillary Clinton is shrinking rather than expanding and is about as bored with her candidacy, even while winning, as New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie is as he stood behind Trump for 32 minutes in Florida on Super Tuesday. The Democratic turnout has fallen drastically since 2008, the last time the party had a contested primary, with roughly 3 million fewer Democrats voting in the 15 states that have held caucuses or primaries through Super Tuesday, according to unofficial election results. It declined in almost every state, dropping by roughly 50% in Texas and 40% in Tennessee. In Arkansas, Alabama, and Georgia, the number of Democrats voting decreased by between a quarter and a third. Obama won by increasing the number of voters in the primary and then the general election. If Trump increases his electorate and Clinton decreases hers, then November might signal that permanent winter is coming rather than a bright new day. It gets worse, too. The Wall Street Journal noted an intriguing voting pattern, as they called it. Trump is dominating in economically challenged cities, and Clinton is winning heavily in cities where incomes are relatively high and unemployment is relatively low. Clinton can't win in November by just sweeping Washington and Oregon, San Francisco and San Diego, and losing Youngstown, Cleveland, Detroit, St. Louis, and Cincinnati, or even failing simply to win big. It's a maxim of organizing and campaigning that it's easier to mount a drive against the walls of the fort than to defend the fort, easier to be in opposition than to represent the established. Trump will be leading people to assault and attack, and Clinton seems to be positioning herself in such a way that her case for greater turnout is based on stopping the Visigoths and Vandals at the gates. Invariably, such a strategy ends up denigrating the opponent's base, not just the leader of the pack, and the base should and could be hers. None of this is a winning strategy. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.